Fleet is who that is, meeting the master.
Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon on KLOS.
Howdy, sir. How are you?
What's happening?
You know, stuff and nonsense. Loving the weather. Looking great outside.
It's supposed to be this way for several days, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I guess Northern's going to get some snow, blizzards. Going to be crazy up yonder.
I hope it stays up yonder. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, that's fancy hearing you say that.
Let's talk about Gimme 5 today.
Yeah, sort of. You gotta think on this one. We have 5 songs, and we have 5 senses.
Okay.
Humans, you know, so...
pennies?
I don't know what that means. Oh, I see what you're saying.
No?
No, like touch and sight and hearing and smell and taste and a quarter, maybe, but not sense.
Okay.
So if you can think of any songs that fit
now,
those
is it
5.
Just one song?
One of each.
Yes. Okay, so if we get 2 for taste,
there's
you're
gonna
out!
Be trouble, yeah. Right. Yeah, serious trouble.
I like it when you act like you're going to follow rules. People are dumb on the show today.
Righto.
Weird things that happened in school.
That's a long list.
Yes.
Wow.
I have one involving tackling a teacher.
Yes. You tackled a teacher?
I did.
Wow.
And I thought I was positive I was going to jail. Knew that I was.
Not just detention. You're going to go to the slammer.
Yep.
I see.
What's up with Florida and Who's Naked Now? Plus... Def Leppard, Journey, and Steve Miller Band are coming to SoFi Stadium in August. We've got your tickets for that. And the LA Kings and the New Jersey Devils are playing Sunday night at Crypto.com. We've got your tickets for that.
You're not going to sell that on the black market? Because those are killer tickets to the Kings. You're going to... Oh, you're thinking about it now.
Oh, well, maybe I will. We don't have those for you. Sorry.
A little later, maybe.
Who's naked now?
Woman in Tennessee.
Who's naked now?
Was she perhaps on her way to Florida? Because usually they're in Florida.
She was standing Highway 153 near Chattanooga, completely naked.
Chattanooga choo-choo, baby.
Here's the headline, though. Yeah. Tennessee cop face plants as he tries to tackle naked woman running on highway. And the true joy of this story is watching this cop face plant. I'll post it. It's captured the moment the police officer face planted as he attempted to tackle a naked woman running around a highway. The bizarre clip shows 2 cops approaching a nude, unidentified, tattooed woman. She's just standing on the freeway.
She's like, I got tats on. I've got as much clothing as I need.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to need to stop that so you can play this.
Oh, yes. Right. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. And the policeman attempted to approach. The naked woman quickly ran, leaving the officers straggling behind. And what really kills me is that, let's be honest, most police officers aren't in chasing people
That's true.
Shape.
I'm going to say less than half.
I would think. That's what's sort of so fun to me about people who streak or run around on a sporting event.
Oh, yeah.
I know it ruins it for some people, but the game within the game, which is the security guards trying desperately
and falling,
to catch this person that they're never going to catch. Right, dying.
And then finally actually kind of grab them, but they got slippery skin and off they go some more.
Here's the guy who was videotaping it on his phone. And doing a little bit of play-by-play.
This chick is naked, man. Oh, my God.
That's the first time I've ever seen one.
That's a naked woman in the wild.
Only in Chattanooga.
I'm going to tell you something, sir. It's not only in Chattanooga.
That's usually in Florida.
Right.
But okay.
Oh, my God, they're going to tackle her. Oh, the stuff you see in Chattanooga. Oh, come on, dude.
That's his response to the police officer.
Missing.
So they run down a little hill, and the cop gets too much speed up, and then can't hold on to it, and just face plants.
Through that grapple.
So
through
great.
The...
Yes.
Wow. He couldn't agree more.
Unbelievable.
All right, here's my thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
Now that people's cell phones are the news footage.
Right.
I'm going to need some of you to be better at it.
Yes. Yes.
This guy is pretty... It's not bad footage.
2 mentions of it only in Chattanooga is no good.
Right.
Slicing that one out.
Also, he stopped the video there saying, that's crazy.
No.
And I don't... Who knows what happened?
Oh, no.
If you're on the scene and you're videotaping a police car... police officer chasing a naked woman, you get out of your car and you finish that job and you see it through, because that is how we see our news now. What's up with Florida?
That's a good question.
What's up with Florida?
I don't want to live in any place where there's a constant threat of
alligator.
Oh no, another alligator report?
Do you?
No, I really, really.
Do you like just want to be driving down the road and see an
alligator?
No, I really no. Right. No.
No.
No. No.
A golf cart driver got the shock of a lifetime when he almost ran over an alligator.
Oh, this video is insane.
Yes, and that was poorly worded because he didn't almost run over an alligator.
No.
The alligator jumped.
Yes, almost attacked him. I almost attacked the golf cart. Looks like he could have easily pushed over the golf cart and had dinner.
That alligator had hops.
He did, man.
I was really surprised.
Because he was moving his big fat alligator ass mighty slow till he saw dinner on wheels. Meal on wheels.
It was an 85-year-old woman on Florida's East Coast that was driving this golf cart.
Oh, I didn't hear the audio. Did she let out quite the squeal, I should think?
No, you don't hear her because you only hear the person that's video recording it.
Right.
Going,
whoa.
Alligator.
But it literally is just a golf cart driving down a golf course.
Yep.
And an alligator just coming up out of nowhere and leaping.
Yeah, he's like taking his time sauntering until he sees her going by on this little golf cart. And he's like,
Is this new? Are we not aware that they leap?
I think this goes on. I think they leap into the air to grab whatever.
I've never seen a story where they leap. Usually they're just wandering by.
But when they attack, they go crazy. They're up in there a little. And
for the most part, it seems like when they're in near the public, they just go to do their own thing, and
that's true.
They don't interact in any way.
Unless, you know.
And everybody gets scared.
She looks delicious.
Alligator.
This particular one really leapt at this golf
cart. It really
golf
did.
Cart.
Yeah.
And that would have been bad. So my rule is to never live anywhere where there's
an alligator.
And I feel that's solid.
People are dumb. When you're a dum-dum, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Bodybuilder in Delhi swallows 39 coins and 37 magnets.
How high was he? Was he 4?
He's a 26-year-old man. Went to the hospital, complained that he was vomiting.
You know, the weirdest thing. I don't know why.
I don't understand this, but I have abdominal pain, and I've been vomiting for 20 days.
20 days? This was 20 days ago?
Yes.
Okay. And no idea why. I just can't imagine.
I don't understand what's happening with me. He's not able to eat anything. Mm-hmm. The patient was first attended to by a senior consultant, and the relative said that he had a history. Oh, is there anything we need to know about?
Yeah. So he's like filling out a regular form, expecting no bizarre answer.
Yeah, you know, he's been eating coins and magnets for a few weeks.
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that?
He's been eating coins and magnets for a few
weeks. You mean like quarters and nickels and things you stick on your fridge?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think I know why he's not feeling so well. It would be the answer,
Do
I would think, right away.
Do you know why he was swallowing 39 coins and...
There's the question.
37 magnets? Because they have zinc. I think he thinks the coins have zinc in them, and the magnets will draw the zinc out. And that helps him as a bodybuilder.
This may be the stupidest man we've ever talked about. That is...
That's saying something.
Unbelievably stupid.
That is saying
something.
All right,
so let's say the magnets did work in his guts and pulled out the zinc from the coins. Let's say that worked.
Right.
Where do the magnets and the coins that now don't have zinc in them, but all the other crap, supposed to go? What are they supposed to do?
They don't really go anywhere.
No, he didn't really think about that? No?
No.
It just stayed there in his gut?
They said a total of 39 coins. There was a 1, a 2, a 5, 37 magnets, one in his heart, one in his... intestines.
I can't to say that
his
sort of
stomach
thing.
Yeah, he just thought that it would give him zinc.
He is the dumbest man I think we've ever talked about in all these years.
The coins contained zinc, and he ingested the magnets so that the coins would stay in his intestine and bring out the zinc.
Did he run this past anybody? I'm thinking he probably ran this past someone like you. Like, hey, man, that sounds like a pretty good idea.
Yeah, go ahead.
You should give that a go.
That sounds solid to me.
Kevin, the happiest of leap days to you and yours.
I never understood why there was a leap day.
You know, the clock that we have and calendar is brilliant. Humans are amazing, but they kind of screwed up and they need to fill it that day. And
I read, and I'm not sure this is positive, but I read that it's because it takes a little bit more than 365 days to circle the sun.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
So it's like a quarter day, so every 4 years they have a leap day.
That's what their little, that and to make a little extra cash, you
probably.
Know, for the man.
Probably, yes. I don't know what went on in your school, but there's a strange school in Albuquerque where they were caught with swords, fighting with swords.
Wow. Really?
Swords.
Yeah, I mean, it was usually knife fights out in the parking lot. I don't remember any swords being busted out.
Did you say parking lot?
Yeah.
No, in the classroom.
In the classroom?
Yeah, listen.
Teenagers fighting with swords inside a chemistry classroom at Volcano Vista High School.
Okay, Volcano Vista. So look at that volcano.
That's a heads up.
And then in, what was
chemistry
it?
Class.
Chemistry class. Mm-hmm. And with swords.
Yes.
That's an amazing little sentence right there. Wow.
The teacher seen here resting her hip against a podium.
La-da-da, I don't care if they fight with swords.
Now, you would 100% guess that this is a dumb male teacher.
Yeah.
Because guys are dumb.
Yeah.
It's a woman.
Yeah. And she
brings in swords and goes, all right, here's
wait, she brought in the swords?
Yes.
Watching her students charge each other with weapons.
If I'm a parent and I take my kid to school, I think they're going to be safe. I think the teachers are going to protect them. And here, absolutely the opposite happened.
Jessica Hernandez telling me this happened May of 2022, and she's representing a student who was severely hurt moments after this video was taken. Her right hand sliced in the process.
Wait, someone got hurt with a sword in a sword fight?
By the way, it wasn't, you know...
Yeah, they put the little tips on so you can't...
Yes.
Yeah, it was not like that.
It wasn't that kind of sword.
No.
Oh, it was like a long sword.
This is a kill you.
It could, yeah.
Proper sword.
Could run right through you, yeah. And the student had a huge hole in his wrist. He's like, what's happening?
That is incredible.
How did this teacher think that was a good idea?
Right?
So I thought...
Well, it's probably thinking, I hate these kids. I want to see them kill each other. Screw it.
Probably. But weird things that happened in school. I did have something happen where... I don't think we'll get anything... That
like
good.
A sword, yeah. So don't worry about that.
That good or that
you
bad.
You can't live up to that.
I did tackle a teacher once, though.
Yeah,
it was a complete accident.
Yes, throw this out.
There was a teacher and I that used to give each other a hard time. And as you know, the camera really hates me. I look so dumb in almost all pictures. And she got my school picture, and it looked especially dumb.
Right.
And she was holding it up for all the class to see.
No way.
She was like, look at this.
So this is a teacher you give crap to, and then she often gives you crap back?
Yes.
And she's holding up your picture?
Yep.
Oh, man.
Saying, look at this. Look at how bad this picture is. And it was terrible.
Of course it was. All school pictures are.
So all I remember is jumping up to grab the picture.
Yeah.
And then I don't have any idea what happened, but we were both laying on the floor. So somehow
you tackled your teacher.
Somehow I fell to the floor, and somehow she fell to the floor.
Were you on top of her?
No,
or next
we
to
were
her.
Next to and,
right.
And I remember thinking before I looked over at her.
Yeah,
I'm going to jail. Like, I'm not just going to kick out of school. She could be dead.
Yeah, she could sue you. She
it was
could...
a cement floor.
Wow.
And I rolled.
What did
over.
The class do?
The class was, of course, they were all speechless.
Right. And I love that moment. When that kind of thing happens and there's that moment of silence, it's just,
yeah, it wasn't great.
Wow.
It wasn't
great for me at
that point.
Sure.
But when I rolled over, she said, I deserve that.
What?
She was fine.
Really?
And she said, I deserve that.
Wow, that's the best teacher ever. Holy cow.
So
I deserve that.
Almost. She did. Sort of.
Sort of.
I mean, I didn't mean to tackle her, but she fell to the
floor. Hey, man, if you're going to hassle one of your students, even if it's being funny.
Right.
Yeah,
stuff happens.
Yeah. At least you didn't have a sword on you.
She was cool about that. That's true. So weird things that happened in your school. It could involve weapons. It doesn't have to. Could involve any number of things.
Sure.
818-955-KLOS. We are talking about weird things that happened in school. You got a story?
Yeah, so my freshman year of high school, we showed up to school one morning, and all the Mexican dudes had on the same exact outfits and had freshly shaved heads. All the black dudes had same outfits on, everything like that. And as soon as the first period bell rang, all hell broke loose, and it was just like a race war.
Oh, my God.
What school was this?
This was Vista Murrieta High School in Murrieta, California.
And what year?
This was my freshman year, so that would have been 2002.
Were you involved?
No, not whatsoever.
So what did you do?
Yeah.
When all hell breaks loose, what do you do?
Yeah, no, you were trying to walk to class and you were dodging fights and trying to not get hit by people randomly.
I would just be leaving campus.
Right, I'm still walking to class.
Yeah, good for you, I guess, but damn, dude. Wow.
You're better than us.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking for any reason to ditch school.
Sure, of course.
That one's for sure.
Thank you. That's insane.
Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
Something weird happened in school.
Judge Reinhold is showing up at a bunch of theaters when they're screening Fast Times at Ridgemont High, and he's going to hang out after the screening. Yeah, to talk about the movie, talk about his role in it as Brad when he's like taking off the pirate outfit and throwing it out the window, driving through.
That's pretty cool.
Nothing like Fast Times at Ridgemont High happened to me in school, that's for damn sure.
My school was so boring.
Just boring.
Yeah, I mean, I think most schools are that boring. Yeah. I think they sort of have to be by nature.
I suppose. But we're getting some pretty interesting stories.
We are, yes. We're talking about weird things that happened in school. What do you got?
Yay, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
All right, when I was in the seventh grade, I had chorus this first period. And it was Mr. Snodgrass, and he was a drunk. He used to take the bus to school, and we found alcohol at where he sat and played the piano in the little piano bench.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, last week you guys did something on free stuff, and I was telling you, and it was a joke, and you guys hung up before you got the punchline.
What just happened? You were telling us a story.
Yeah, quick. So the guy was drinking.
Finish this story.
Yeah. The pun of the joke is, I'm a politician.
Great.
That's what I was saying.
Awesome. Thanks for calling and not finishing that one. Holy s***. Sorry. KLOS, hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing well, thank you.
All right. I went to a Catholic school, and we were right across the street from the beach, and Sister Bernice liked to fish, so we would go always wear bathing suits and shorts under our uniforms and go to the beach. Like, the whole class of 30, she would take to the beach for science or whatever, PE, whatever. So that was kind of interesting that we would do that, and even like other classes, it would be like spelling test day and spell a few words. If it's a nice day, we'd just, we'll have the check on Monday and we'll just go to the beach. So, I mean, that could never happen these days.
No way. Yeah.
That's pretty great.
That's awesome. Yeah.
That's funny. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah, you said weird things in high school?
Yeah.
So it was senior year in high school, and I'm coming in late to the history class, and sitting in the front desk is the senior high school head cheerleader, and she's wearing a mini skirt with no panties and legs spread, and the teacher is looking directly in her way, and I see this because I'm just coming in the door, and she looks at me like, oh no, you saw this, and I'm like, yeah, I saw this, and I'm like, whoa, mackerel. I kept my mouth shut, and she came back to me after class and said, look, you keep your mouth shut, I'm going to make it worth your while. I said, you got a deal.
And did she make it worth your while?
Yep. Yeah, she took care of me, and I was very happy.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I didn't have anything like that.
No, same. Hello.
In seventh grade, one of the kids went up to the pencil sharpener to sharpen his pencil, and he taped an M80 to the wall, lit it, and then walked back to his seat. He didn't make it to his seat, and it went off.
My God, those are loud. And those are so strong.
And what kind of trouble did he get into?
A lot. I think they expelled him.
Thank you.
Right on. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
We're talking about weird things that happened in school. We're about 9 minutes away from Gimme Five, and we're going to talk about the five senses.
Touch, sight, hearing, yeah. Smell, taste.
Right, what he said, what he just yelled. We're going to do that in about 9 minutes, so get your songs together and get them ready. Right now we're talking about weird things that happened in school. What do you got?
Oh, 91, junior year. The whole school was on acid.
On purpose?
The walls, you know, back then, and they'd follow the Grateful Dead. Someone would bring a sheet of acid, and everybody would pass it out to school, and everybody was in trouble there at that school.
You're telling me it's no longer okay to do acid in school?
The chalkboard is melting. Thank you, dude.
KLOS, hello.
At my school, the freshman week, it was at the was going on, there would get trash cans. You'd be walking down the corridor, and a group of seniors would come and dump you in a trash can.
Right.
You'd be having a piece of garbage on you. But unfortunately, I met my first girlfriend that way because she felt sorry for me and took all the garbage off.
Wow.
Really?
That's kind of nice.
We dated for a long time, so I was happy about getting trash.
Seniors helped you get some.
Look at that. You rule.
That's awesome, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
They would be so disappointed.
Yeah, hey, it's weird stuff that happened in school.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, I was in the fifth grade, and one of my teachers flipped out. And she got mad, and she threw a chair down the center aisle. It bounced to the left, and then bounced to the right, and then bam, hit me right in the chest and my face.
Wow.
She ran over, and she's like, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" She grabbed me and put my head in her boots, and I was like, "Oh, yeah."
I'm feeling good now. Do that again.
It's funny how that makes everything better.
That's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a fact.
We have tickets for the four tickets for the LA Kings versus the New Jersey Devils. This game is Sunday at Crypto.com Arena. Everybody can get their tickets at LAKings.com/tickets. It is the best sport to see live, is my opinion.
Yeah, it's rowdy as hell.
Yep.
And you just, you scream your head off. You almost come back like Cat used to the next day after a concert.
So good.
Ah, it's Cat.
We'll take caller 25 right now at 818-955-KLOS. If you want to go, good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Gilbert,
we're going to do some hockey slang. Are you ready?
I can try.
All right. What is a snipe?
Hey, man, that's what my dad used to say. I was out in the woods.
What is a snipe in hockey?
Looking out there in the woods.
Oh, man. You know what? I don't know, man.
You don't know. All right. No worries, man.
I feel you on that one.
Thank you.
Hello, KLOS. Who are you?
Hi, my name's Don. How are you?
Good. Thank you, Don. We're going to do some hockey slang. What is a snipe?
A snipe?
Yep.
That would be when you slice the stick up against somebody else.
That is incorrect. I'm sorry.
Oh, that sounded like you knew what you're talking about.
Did.
And he just
said it with confidence.
Yeah, I like it. Hello, KLOS. Who are you?
Oh, I'm Fred.
Hey, Fred. How about some hockey slang?
Yeah, for Kings tickets this coming Sunday.
Did I win?
Well, you're going to have to answer a question. What does it mean in hockey when they say a snipe? What is a snipe?
A snipe?
A snipe. A snipe.
It's a small check.
It's not, no. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS, who are you?
I'm Justin, who are you?
I don't know. Confused.
Kevin and Sluggo, we're doing hockey slang. Can you tell us what a snipe is in hockey?
A snipe.
A snipe.
Is that where it's like a poke check away from the goaltender?
It is not. I'm sorry.
Nice try, though. Hi, KLOS. Who are you?
Hi, this is Brad from Hawthorne.
Hey, Brad.
I wanted to give that guy the tickets because he knew poke check, but that's not the word.
Right.
Hockey slang. What is a snipe, Brad?
A snipe. That is when you shoot the top corner.
It's a perfectly placed shot.
Oh, right up in the top corner.
Can be anywhere, but a snipe is a perfectly placed shot.
Nice.
And a lot of times it's up in the top corner. Yeah.
Right.
Cool. Well done.
Well done, Brad.
Well, thank you. Love you guys.
You got four tickets for the game Sunday night. The Kings are playing the New Jersey Devils. Everybody else can get tickets at lakings.com/tickets, but you got yours for free. Thanks, man.
Right on. Thank you, guys.
Give me five.
No, I refuse.
Just asking for five songs in a row.
Oh, all right.
Five songs in a row.
Put it like that.
With Kevin and Sluggo.
All right, what are the five senses?
Well, there's touch, there's sight, hearing, smell, and taste. And since there's five of them all together, we can only have one song per, or I don't know, the teacher gets mad or
Wait,
something.
So you're saying we can only have one song about touch?
Yeah.
And
which
one
would
song about sight?
Starting with touch, do you wanna touch me, Joan Jett? Yes, I do, Joan, yes! So what do you got for the other four senses? I need to fill those up quick. Give us a call.
818-955-KLOS. We're doing Give Me Five. We're talking about the senses. Touch, sight, hearing, smell, and taste.
What do we got on the interweb?
From the adolescents,
Adolescents! I love the adolescents!
Right, but they tweeted yummy, yummy, yummy.
So that bubblegum song?
I responded, no, no, no. And Harold, Papa, Do You Hear Me? By Barbara Streisand.
Oh, my God. Let's just drive the station off a cliff.
Nope.
Yeah, come on. Let's do Barbara
Listen,
Streisand.
Listen, we like to
Bad.
Stretch. We like to stretch every once in a while.
Right.
That's a little much.
What do you got? Hello, KLOS.
I think I got a song about senses that makes sense.
Spit it out, baby. What is it?
The Who, See Me, Feel Me.
See, you covered a couple of bases there.
I like that.
I think it covers them all.
Well, not all.
I mean, it's
You're
only two.
You're missing three senses, sir.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. How about some Skinner? That smell.
Hey, that's a good idea, damn it. That's a sense, right? Isn't it a sense?
That smell.
Losing
yes,
track
it is.
Already. Who are you?
I'm Marty. You guys rock.
Wilhelm Eidel wrapping up Gimme Five today. The five senses wrapping it up with bitter taste. That's one of them, I do believe.
It is, yes.
Yeah, I don't know. There you go. I'm getting a little lost.
Making this up as you go along.
100%.
People are dumb. Yep. When you're a dumb, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
An Indian man was arrested for wearing a police uniform and impersonating a police officer to help his sister cheat on her senior exam.
Wow, that's a lot going on in that one.
He is a 24-year-old man, and he walked into the high school where she was taking a test, and he had his khaki police officer's uniform on.
And he's like, excuse me, everybody, excuse me, just a moment.
Yes, and he had a bunch of, he was there to oversee the testing.
Okay.
But he had a bunch of cheat sheets in his pocket that he was going to give to her. And so just before the test started, a real police inspector and his team arrived to deal with security on the test.
Wow. So what kind of test was this? What kind of school is this?
It's supposedly just a really important test to get through their senior year in high school.
So they have security making sure this kind of horseplay doesn't go on.
And when the fake officer saw them, he saluted them.
You don't salute a cop.
Correct. So the cops went, why is this guy saluting us?
Why is our fellow officer throwing me a salute?
That's odd.
Wow.
They said his awkward gesture immediately raised suspicion.
So you mean he might have gotten away with it
don't
if he
know.
Just kind of stood there and
he
just
He might
kept...
have been able to leave. I don't think he would have been able to if he stayed there.
But right.
They noticed all kinds of inconsistencies when they checked his uniform. They saw the nameplate on the uniform was incorrect.
Right.
And then the quality of his uniform was terrible. And they checked his pockets and found a bunch of cheat sheets meant for his sister, who was taking the 12th standard exam.
You know, you've got a brother. I've got siblings. Would they have done this much, gone this far to try and help you?
No. Of course not. The 20-year-old fake cop was taken into custody and charged with impersonating an officer.
And she failed miserably, no doubt. Mammoth WVH. I'm All Right. Love that song. You know, he played the guitar solo in the Barbie movie.
Did he?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And hey, would you play that?
Hey, you got a haircut.
What?
I just noticed you got a haircut.
Oh, my God. It's been like 2 weeks. I love it. That's awesome.
It hasn't been 2 weeks.
It has.
It's by, and by that, you mean 3 days.
Not last Saturday. I think the Saturday before.
A week ago Saturday?
I believe
wow.
It's definitely been all week. That's awesome.
I am sure.
I wouldn't notice if you had a haircut. I don't pay
all
attention
good.
To that stuff.
You'll like this story. Al okay. Jurgensen?
Yeah. Ministry. Uncle Al.
Industrial metal legend.
Oh, yeah.
Ministry for over 40 years. He's had a lot of battles with substances.
Yes, he has.
And he's had several brushes with death. He had two overdoses.
Sure.
An exploding stomach ulcer causing his heart to stop in 2010.
Wow.
In
Holy
a
cow.
New in-depth interview with The Guardian, mm-hmm. he's reflecting on his life, and he says one of the more bizarre instances in his life is that he stepped on a hypodermic needle.
No way.
And had to get his toe amputated.
Oh, man. Really?
And then he says, quote, a buddy of mine, Jane's Addiction guitarist Dave Navarro offered me $20,000 for the toe.
That rules.
He offered him 20 grand for his toe.
Dave's sitting around, he hears that Uncle Al's toe had to be amputated, and he's like, dude, I'll give you $20,000 for that toe, man.
Al says he's always waiting for body parts to fall off because he collects curios.
Dave does?
Yeah.
He does?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I had to inform him that my doctors wouldn't give me my toe back.
Boo! Why wouldn't they?
I don't know.
I mean, it's his toe. That's BS right there.
I don't have an answer for you on that. I'm not a doctor. I just thought you would find it funny as I did.
I love that.
Dave Navarro tried to buy his toe.
Al Jorgensen's toe.
For for $20,000.
And he apparently would have sold it to him if it wasn't for that stupid meddling doctor.
Of course. Time for what we learned. We are doing a thing at the world famous Laugh Factory in a few minutes.
That's right. You got to get out of here and head down to Hollywood instantaneously.
It is the Blue Shirt Comedy Show tonight. And if you'd like to see Tom Arnold and a bunch of other great comedians, we're going to be down there. You can get tickets at worldfamouslaughfactory.com.
So, you know, your plans just fell through. You've been wanting to have a good laugh. You're somewhere in the Hollywood area. Stop by tonight. Come to the show.
See you
at the Laugh Factory. Yeah. All right. I'm off to pet the kitty myself, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. We have two tickets to see Def Leppard and Journey with Steve Miller Band on the Summer Stadium Tour. That's happening August 25th, which is a Sunday at SoFi Stadium. You can get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. Or you can win them for free if you're caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is the Bruiser.
Hey, Bruiser.
Bruiser, you're caller 25.
Woo! That's what I'm talking about.
Well done, Bruiser. You got Def Leppard, Journey, and Steve Miller Band. They're going to be doing their summer stadium tour August 25th at SoFi Stadium. Everybody else could buy their tickets at Ticketmaster.com, but you're getting in for free.
All right. Yeah.
That is a new Pearl Jam song, Dark Matter, title track from their new album. And I collect vinyl. I've collected vinyl for ages.
Right.
Still buy 45s and stuff. I just look at this picture.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, that's the Pearl Jam 45. It's one of those clear 45s. I love that when you can see through it.
Yeah, it looks very technology.
Yeah, just very, very cool. So I guess I'm going to have to run to Amoeba and buy a copy of that on vinyl. Aretha Franklin won the Grammy for Best Female R&B Vocal Performance on This Day in Rock in 1968 for the song Respect. She ended up winning the exact same award again for the next 7 years in a row. John Lennon's U.S. visa expired on Leap Day, This Day in Rock in 1972, sparking a 4-year fight for his immigrant status. U2 kicked off their Zoo TV tour in Florida on This Day in Rock in 1992, This Day being Leap Day.